Are you ready? Indianapolis. The time has come. The bell has rung. Get in your seats for School Talk. I'm your host, and my name is Emerson. This is School Talk. You have tuned to the right station at the right time. Sometimes we make the wrong decision, and that decision can change our lives forever. Today you will make another decision, so make the right move and jump on the bus. Here it comes! Woo! School Talk has arrived! Come on, let's go! On School Talk, we deal with issues. Issues that involve you, the student. Issues that involve you, the parent. Issues that involve you, the teacher. So get your pen, or your pad, or your personal planner. We're going to take notes. There will be a test. This is School Talk!
I can't find my telephone. I'm stressing out. I can't find my cell phone. Oh, I'm on the air. Oh, take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson. You're not. We're welcome for the 15,415th time. Welcome to School Talk. Our main line is 244-WBDG. That's 244-9234. You can call in if you want to. Got some questions and some stress questions because I'm stressing out. I really can't find my phone, but I got a guest in the studio going to help me find, well, my sanity. I don't think she can help me find my phone, but she called my phone. My phone went to voicemail. What that mean? What that mean, Caesar? What that mean?
I have no idea.
I want my mommy. But anyway, welcome to School Talk. We got an awesome show today. We're going to deal with some stuff and things and stuff that deal with stress around the holidays and deal with some things that deal with school and the finals around the holidays. So we got an awesome guest. Before I get to my guest, she's my teacher guest. Before I get there, I got my students. Caesar, how you doing?
Good. I'm good. How are you?
You're my producer. Can you say producer? Just like that. No. I won't do that to you. What's up for the weekend? You got anything planned?
Not really.
You know, have nothing planned. You're a band kid. All you do is go to band practice.
That's really only in the fall.
Oh, like, y'all go in the wintertime out there on the ice and stuff, be with your tubas and stuff and skating and stuff like that?
No.
I'm just kidding. I know you don't. So what's your plan? What are you going to do?
Probably just sit back.
And chill.
Just,
yeah. Caesar chilling. Mm-hmm. I bet you chill on winter days, don't you?
Yeah,
I do. Get your nice little chair in the corner, a fireplace, and some hot chocolate, and just stare out the window and chill. Right?
Yeah.
I'm Caesar. I'm chilling. Hey, mama, what's up? What happened for dinner? She said, whatever you want to cook. Well, that's cool, Caesar. That's a good thing. Well, what's happened with me? What's happened with you? What's happened with the thing we call the Big
Board? Tonight is boys basketball. They're going against Warren Central at 7:30. And Friday, December 21st, is Ron Colley at Ben Davis. That's girls basketball at 7:30. We have follow us on social media at WBDG Indy. Our request line is 317-244-9234. That's 317-244-9234. You can find us on TuneIn Radio and next on the Wayne Township app.
Yay.
Final weeks is December 17th through the 31st. Winter break is December 22nd through January 7th. School reopens January 8th. And our annual 20th holiday music marathon, which started in 1999, is going to be December 23rd, 24th, and 25th.
Ooh, jingle bell.
That's pretty cool. You know what I just saw? I just saw my girl, my student in the corner. Where's she at? Where's my student? I used to have a guy in the corner. But no, I had a girl in the corner. Where's she at? I just saw her in the window. Where'd she go? Get over here. Come here.
Yes, you. Come here. Yes, you.
I've got her first name, Mr. Easter. But anyway, she's going to hit me now. But anyway, every once in a while, I have a student in the corner. I used to call it my guy in the corner. Hannah. Yeah. I used to call her my guy in the corner. Now I got a lady in the corner. I'm going to grab her real quick and throw her in my corner. Where's she at? Come on, Hannah. Get in there. Who you been hiding at? She been hiding in the house. I don't know why I do crazy stuff because it's a live radio. And I do have guests in the studio. Hannah, get in the corner. So anyway, what's been going on, Hannah? Yell it out. What's up? Big old cup. Be feeling okay?
All right.
Sure. All right. She sound like,
one of those characters off TV. I don't know which one. But anyway, I do have a guest in the studio talking about stress and things. I did really, honestly, I cannot find my cell phone, so we're going to talk about that. Because she said, you're stressing out. And I said, I know I am. Why are we stressed out on things like that? We're attached to them like another arm. But final weeks is coming. My super, 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 super. I love my teachers. She has a hashtag called Born Royalty 12. What's that mean, Miss Royalty? That's my guest, y'all. Push the magic button. She's in the studio. Born Royalty. Okay, all right. Give me your name. Like I'm mature like a student. Give me your name. What high school did you go to? What college you did? No, where'd you go to college at? Where'd you go?
Well, I have a couple. Three college degrees.
Okay.
So I did my undergrad at Hanover College in Southern Indiana.
Okay.
And then I have a master's from Indiana University.
IU.
And I have a master's from UIndy.
Hey, all right. That Mr. Goins. Well, you got a sign going on. Cool. Okay, great. Mrs. Royalty, she teaches PE, health, bunch of stuff. What else do you teach?
I do. I teach health science, mm-hmm. athletic injuries, and I teach health.
How about, I got a male energy. Can you help me with my problem?
Oh, I don't know. Your problems might be a little deeper than what my
I got knowledge issues. Goes for. That is awesome. How long have you been at Ben Davis High School?
I've been at Ben Davis for 12 years.
High five. Cool. That'll work. That'll work.
Yeah.
Why do you keep coming back?
I don't know. Some days I ask myself that. I love it here. I really do. I love something different every day. Mm-hmm. So my classes cover a wide gamut of students. Uh-huh. And so I like that. I like that challenge from hour to hour. And I like the atmosphere. I love the people I work with.
Yeah. From a teacher's point of view, what do students do for you? I mean, I know I can tell you what they do for me. But what do they do for you? Why? Because that's you only hear coaches of kids. Oh, right. Okay, young scholars.
Right. I love to teach. I love the idea of learning. Mm-hmm. I love that light bulb moment. Mm-hmm. So they give back to me.
Yeah.
When I'm up there and I'm doing my thing and introducing things that we're not born knowing.
Right.
Tibia and where your femur is and where your sternocleidomastoid is located and what it does. So when I'm up there and I'm teaching that mm-hmm. and I see all these light bulbs go off, it's pretty awesome.
That's cool. That is cool. Teaching. And for me, the students kind of keep me young.
Absolutely.
Man, because you know they're sharp, but they're always like, they're like sponges. I like that part because they're always trying to pick my brain on things I've done. And I always like to share the things I've done right and share the things I've done wrong.
Yes.
So hopefully they won't make the same mistake.
Yes.
Especially when it comes to education, because, you know, a lot of folks know my story. You know, I couldn't stay in school if somebody told me, because they tried to tell me to stay in school and I didn't do it.
I wasn't a big fan of school.
Yeah.
And if it wasn't for sports, I don't know that I would have done as well as I did. It just wasn't, I mean, you're asking me to sit down for 8 hours of my day.
Right.
And that's a struggle.
Yeah.
And so to sit and to focus and to learn, and it was hard.
Yeah.
School is hard.
Yeah. My thing would have been, if would have been sports, would have been radio and TV, because my hometown, Terre Haute, if they had this program when I was at Wiley High School or Gersmar High School or Terre Haute Laboratory High School or even North Vigo High School during the years I was there, I would have finished school in one of those schools.
Absolutely.
Instead of got my GED while I was in the Marines. Because there was nothing that holding me. I really don't think, now I'm not knocking on teachers, but I don't think the teachers back in that era, as far as I'm concerned, really cared if Emerson got his education or not. And I've seen teachers here bend over backwards to make sure you got the stuff you need to graduate. I mean, they were talking to your parents. They were trying to get you into the school. They were not necessarily spoon-feeding you the messages or the education, but we're going to make sure you got the education with extra classes, extra time. And that's what I like about the teachers here at Ben Davis High School.
Yeah, we have a great faculty and staff. I mean, everyone works really hard to reach out to find those students, to make connections. You know, I may not connect with a student, mm-hmm. but Mr. Easter will or mm-hmm. Mr. Fraley will. There's a wide variety. So just as we have a wide variety of students, we have a wide variety of teachers. And hopefully we can connect and find those kids that possibly somewhere else could slip through the cracks and someone here can make a connection with them.
Well, it's working. I think I might be wrong. Mr. Easter can correct me if I'm wrong. I think we're at 98.2% graduation rate. 92% graduation. He did correct me. 92% graduation rate. That's awesome.
Yes.
Not 100%. because you got still got folks like me still want to be a knucklehead, and you know, but you keep on living. My message to all the knuckleheads in the world: keep on living. You're gonna learn. Get it while you're early. And parents out there, teach your kids before they get the eye to eye. Because how you gonna teach somebody something and try to discipline them when they're eye to eye to you? Now you gonna try to tell them what to do? No, that's the wrong time. That's just Granddaddy Emerson talking. You don't do that. Get them while they're little. Teach them while they're young. You know, so when they grow up, they'll be awesome and strong and make a lot of money and buy your house. So that's what picking up houses and stresses and finals. Finals week is coming.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Thursday and Friday.
Oh, man. Okay, now, that's got to be a stressful time for students.
It is.
I know it's stressful. I mean, I didn't take tests. I didn't show up. Y'all can see I was a knucklehead, but I got to stay. Okay, I'll be nice. Teachers are in the room. But go ahead.
It is a stressful time. It is a stressful time for students and for teachers.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, teachers too.
Yeah.
I don't feel too bad now.
Teachers get stressed.
Yeah. No.
That's hard to believe.
They're raising their family and the students here at school too.
Yes. So. I always say when someone says, do you have kids? And I say, well, not of my own, but I have 150 of them and they change each semester. So. Yeah.
So I want to talk about some of the things that students can do to reduce some of the stress. You know, don't lose your cell phone. That's the first thing.
That causes more stress.
Why does it cause stress?
Well, these little devices, you and I did not grow up with these.
No, we didn't.
And so it's like a computer,
yeah.
And it's our calendar,
yeah.
And we can take notes on it.
Yeah.
It's kind of our life.
It's my website.
So when we lose it.
It's my hotspot. That's why I'm not on Facebook Live now, okay? I don't have my hotspot.
Yeah, we kind of lose our brain sometimes.
Yeah, I'm totally detached from my Sarah. I can't use my wife. I said, if you don't know the word, don't use the word. So I'm detached from my brain right now because I can't find my cell phone. Therefore, I can't go online like I want to and do Facebook Live. So it's got to be crazy. So anyway, set me up. And so it's like stress with the young people.
Yes.
So what I want to do is talk about some of the things that young people can do to get relieved some of their stress.
Yes.
And I've got some ideas and I want you to. I'm a bounce them off of you, and then you let me, and then we'll talk about those, and you can add some of your own too.
Absolutely.
And as far as creating creating your own study guide, or finding some way to study with somebody. How huge is that? Do you suggest something like that?
Absolutely. Learning how to study is an art.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of high school students haven't figured it out yet.
Yeah,
and
I know that feeling.
I know personally, even when I got to college as a freshman and sophomore, I was still trying to figure out like what works for me, what doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
I know, and all the research backs this up, there is an element to learning with writing.
But wait, yeah, I'm hold that thought in my mind. Just putting that. Okay, go ahead. I just put a period there, but go ahead, a comma.
There's an element of learning that goes along with writing. And so if you rewrite your notes, or maybe your teacher gave you a copy either electronically or through paper mm-hmm. of the presentation and the facts, rewriting those is really to your benefit. So it's a good thing.
Okay.
To rewrite, to highlight, to just sit down. Some people like to study with people
mm-hmm.
in a big group, and they learn best through talking and discussion and things like that. Other people learn best in a quiet room, headphones, all to themselves.
I was on my job the other day, and my manager was talking to me about some things that he wanted me to work on. He was trying to explain some things to me. And we're talking about visual learners.
Mm-hmm.
Versus, and I can't think of the
linguistic learners.
There you go.
Kinesthetic learners.
That stuff is real.
It is real, absolutely.
It's, you know, and it's real. But I kind of like challenge that for a while in my brain. You can just imagine me challenging something in my brain without a high school education. that was a lost cause. But that stuff is real.
It is real.
You know,
it is real. And honestly, I bet if I give you a test, and there's a test you can take, it's not stressful. But
I'm gonna grab my chin, but go ahead.
Yeah, I bet you are a visual linguistic learner.
I am, but go ahead.
Yeah, because look what you do.
Yeah.
You know, you talk.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You listen.
Yeah.
You absorb.
My wife don't think I listen, but I try.
Well, I know, but that's selective hearing. Selective hearing.
Yeah, that's a man's job. Yeah. Being in trouble.
I am a, yeah, right? Yeah. I'm a kinesthetic learner.
Okay.
I teach PE.
Okay.
You know, I probably drive my kids crazy in the classroom because I'm mm-hmm. up. I talk with my hands. I'm constantly moving.
Yeah.
And I'll see those kids that are not kinesthetic learners, and they're watching my hands. Mm-hmm. They're like, what's she doing? What? Where's she going now? You mm-hmm. know, I've been known to stand on a desk to get their attention.
Oh, wow.
I've been known to get loud at times mm-hmm. just to
get their attention.
That
yeah.
startle and awe. Yeah. 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 So everybody learns a little bit different, and yeah. finding out what works for you is awesome. That's a first step.
Yeah, when you find out, it is pretty awesome because you go like, wow, that's so real. I guess that's a point where a lot of times you don't believe a lot of things, but when you find something that's really believe, you go like, wow, that's really true. That's really true. If I would have done that, would be pretty cool.
Right.
Ask questions. Students should ask questions. How huge is that? Should they ask questions or the teachers?
Like, they should ask questions.
But I always thought that, you know, okay, like, okay, I stayed in trouble. But if you're asking a question of a teacher and you really still don't have the answer, or you still don't comprehend the answer, and you're not being smart, you just don't get it. Do you keep asking?
Absolutely. No. And I tell my students, keep asking, because maybe I'm not understanding your question.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I need to rephrase my answer. And so, yeah, because
okay.
sometimes if you don't get the first answer,
yeah.
it's, I need to say it in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
So keep asking those questions. And I tell my students, I must have skipped the day in my college classes mm-hmm. where they taught mind reading.
Right.
So if I don't know, if you're just sitting there, I assume that you got it.
Yeah.
And if you didn't get it, you've got to ask questions, whether it's in public, in mm-hmm. class, or whether you stay after class or come in before class and you're mm-hmm. like, hey, I didn't quite get that.
Yeah.
And really that becomes apparent after you review your notes.
Okay.
So when you go home at night, I teach my athletic injuries class very traditional, college style lecture, set and get.
Oh.
Especially first semester, because second semester, I'm going to ask you to start putting your hands on people. Well, if you don't understand anatomy,
oh, yeah.
I don't want you touching me yeah. or anybody else.
Yeah.
So we've got to sit and get, and we've got to understand. And if you don't understand, you need to come back and ask me, because we've got to clarify it.
Right.
So it is important to ask questions.
We're Facebook Live now, so if you got something out there to say, Hannah, my lady in the corner, she's going to let me know if you say something on Facebook. So I am on Facebook Live right now with my guest.
H-town.
Who said that?
Wilbur Hardy Jr.
Oh, he's out there in Houston. He's out in Houston, Texas. Yeah. What up to Houston? Yeah, out there. My daughter's out there in Houston, Texas now.
My best friend is in Houston,
Ben Davis graduate. Candace, she's out there in Houston. All right. Yeah, that place is big.
It is. It's big. Really big.
Attend review sessions that offer vital. They got to offer. They offer vital information. I mean, I get a chance to go over some stuff that you thought you might have known, but it maybe didn't stick.
Absolutely. And right now we're offering a late bus. So you can stay after school, meet with your teacher, get a bus pass, and they feed you.
Oh, that's very important.
Yes. So at 4 o'clock, I think, is the time they start serving food. Mm-hmm. And then at 5 o'clock, you can hop on the bus and go home.
That's so smart. Now, I talk about it's a good thing because now I know I love to eat and folks know that. But it's hard to concentrate on an empty stomach.
When you're hungry,
yeah.
All you think about is food.
Yeah.
So eating a good meal yeah. is always in your benefit.
Yeah.
Well, what's a good meal?
Yeah.
Well, if you don't have anything, a McDonald's is your best option.
Yeah.
Then I say eat McDonald's.
Right, right.
Now, you ask a dietitian and they're going to be like, no, no, no. But if it's yeah. McDonald's or nothing, and I guess I'm putting out a plug for McDonald's. I don't know.
We do that from time to time. I knock on the door and ask for sponsorship. Go sponsor a football game or a basketball team or a sports program. I'm still knocking on doors. But eating is so important. I know
it is important.
We've had the dietitians and the head honchos from the cafeteria on the show before. And we talked about how the school feeds our young people, our young scholars before class and after class and during the summer. So it is very important how closely related education is to having a healthy stomach to get that healthy education. Start early. Okay, I tried to do this today. I tried to start ahead of schedule, but I couldn't find my phone, so I hooked up to the website. But you can get stressed out if you find yourself behind the eight
ball when you're trying to do something. So if you start early, get yourself set up, it's less stressful.
Right.
I know that from a fact.
Early bird gets the worm, I think is the saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there is some truth to that. And I am perpetually late. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of like you. Like, I can set out to be there early.
Yeah.
And there's going to be an accident, or there's going to be something that, it always seems like a hurdle. So give yourself time. Give yourself time so you're not rushed, scrambling, getting stressed. That's going to add to everything. So start your day off right.
Right. Reducing stress. Okay, a lot of friends have friends, and a lot of young people have folks to associate with a once in a while. There's the folks to associate with a whole bunch of time or all the time. Organize a study group around folks that you can get along with, that have the knowledge that you need, or folks you can at least sit down and talk with and do work and not just talk about the games.
Absolutely.
And stuff like that. But organize an awesome study group. How huge is that?
Oh, my number one advice, and I tell it to my students, find the smartest kid in the class. Sit next to them. There is a truth to that. When you associate yourself with someone who's smarter than you, you're going to learn from them.
That's true in life. I didn't learn that in high school. I'm so depressed right now. I was sitting next to Mike Bass, Mike Cox, I remember his name too, Mike Cox. His daddy was a dentist. I should have sat next to him.
You should have.
Instead of the other guy named Frank, somebody who's always in trouble.
Yeah. And here's the thing, like, if you're in class and you have buddies and friends in your class, don't sit by them, because you're gonna want to talk to them, not pay attention. Sit next to people you don't know so you focus. You're gonna meet somebody new.
Yeah.
And hopefully in time you'll find out who the smartest kid is in the class and then ask for a seat change.
That is so huge, because you think about, I'm going to go back way in the future for some of the kids. When you get older, and a lot of these young people become millionaires, mm-hmm. and if you had a good association from high school and then, let's say, in college and your adult life, and let's say you get into business and they're in the business, there might be opportunity for some business loans, some business advice, or some business partnerships. Because it happens.
You're building new connections.
Oh, man, that's huge.
So important.
Write that one down, y'all. Sit next to the smartest kid in the class.
Yes.
Okay, the smartest scholar.
And if you don't, maybe you don't want to sit next to the smartest person in the class. At least when it comes time to review your notes, go ask them, hey, can I check your notes with my notes?
Oh, that is huge. That is huge. A study things not on the study guide. How huge is that? Study things that aren't always comprehensive. They weren't suggested of the main concept, but study things that are, for independent purpose naturally, but be sure to fill in the blanks and related items. So study the things that are not, basically not study at all.
Ask your teachers.
Yeah.
Ask your teachers. And I tell my students, and I know not every teacher does this, but I say, my test isn't intended to trick you.
Yeah.
That's not my job.
But we think they are.
Absolutely. We do.
Yeah. We think tests are trying to catch us and trip us up and try to make us fail.
Right. And you always hear students say, well, they put that and it wasn't on the study guide, or that wasn't, we never really talked about that. Sometimes that comes up, but sit back, take a big deep breath, look at the question and see if you can relate it to something that was on the study guide.
Okay.
See if there's a connection. If you can build on what you do know and address that, then I bet you can get the right answer.
Wow. We got about 3 minutes left, and I ain't got nowhere near down through my list. Mr. Easter, I need an hour. But anyway, tell Dr. Butts, I'm going to do it again. Tell Dr. Butts I want an hour. Yeah, right, Emerson. Take breaks and getting well rested.
Yes, sleep is so important. Get off Fortnite. Get off your phone. Put it down. Disconnect.
Lose it.
Lose your phone, right? Lose your phone. Get disconnected for a little bit. It's nice. Yeah. You need to do that. Those are coping skills. And that's really what we're talking about today, are to find ways to cope with stress and relax and still be successful and do well.
Yeah. Bottom line, folks, ask the teacher. Don't think you know everything. If you don't know, ask the teacher.
Absolutely.
And find somebody to study with that's smarter than you, and get those study groups and nothing else. Keep asking those questions.
And you don't have to ask questions in person.
Yeah.
Every teacher has an email.
Yeah.
Reach out to them.
Yeah.
Send emails. I get emails. Now, I'm not going to lie. If I'm asleep, I can't answer the email.
Right.
But I'll answer it when I wake up in the morning.
Right. We can talk on this topic all day long. Show's almost over. I just want to touch on one thing. It's during the holiday, and when we miss out on our loved ones during the holiday. This is time of the year we start thinking about your mamas and your pops, and I think about my mom. I think about my pops at this time of year, and I know everybody in this whole room and this whole school listening to my airways got somebody in their life that they've missed during this holiday period. So I got one little thing I want to say about that is, because a lot of times you have traditions you do with your family, sure. And that little family members are no longer here. So I'm just saying, start a new tradition, you know, that includes them, but something new, something fresh, something that honors their memory. But at the same time, allows you the opportunity to look forward to tomorrow, to have that better day because you're still here.
Absolutely. And
so, but how do kids, do you place anytime kids come to you sometimes dealing with that during the holidays?
Absolutely, and it's really hard. Yeah. It's hard for younger individuals to understand the concept of death, mm-hmm. and what that means. And if they're going through the holidays and their parent isn't around or their best friend isn't around,
yeah.
then that's really hard. And I always say, you know, you thinking about them,
mm-hmm.
is your way of connecting with them.
Yeah.
It's their way of reaching out to you to say, hey, I still love you. I'm still connected with you.
Yeah.
And I agree with you. Start a new tradition. Honor them in a special way. Honor them through your actions,
yeah.
and spending time with other loved ones that are here with us presently.
Yeah, that is so huge. So I just wanted to put that out there, you know, because we don't have a lot of time. I wish we had more time to talk about that, because I know it affects our young people. And it affects the teachers.
Yes.
It affects us adults. We're not but big kids.
Right.
I tell you.
And I always say, we don't wear a sign that says, I'm stressed today. No one does. I wish we did, but we don't. So, you know, be kind. Be kind to everyone.
Yeah, because we never grow up. We are just big kids. You know, we're old. We're still kids, you know, and we still call our mamas mamas.
Absolutely.
We still call our daddies daddy. I'm 64 years old, you know, and I'm still calling my mama mama, my daddy daddy, you know, my mama. We still do that. So we're like kids, you know. So that part's so cool, you know. So, well, I'm out of time. That's crazy. That was 30 minutes. That don't make no sense. Push the magic. That don't make no sense. This has been edition. I don't care.
It don't make no sense.
Anyway, I'm over time. But one thing I want to say, Miss Royalty, anything last parting shout out to the kids? Anything you want to say to our students before they go on break?
Oh, be safe. Be smart.
Mm-hmm.
Relax. Enjoy your time, and come back in January, recharged.
There you go. Take your time, have fun. I'm saying, all I want to say is go out there and enjoy your family. If your mom and pops are still here, go give them a hug today. You know, tell them that you love them. Or if you got your aunts and uncles, go hug them. Tell them that you love them. Support your family, that family ties that you have out there. Enjoy yourself. Have fun. Be safe. Come back in here and learn some more and grow up and be rich and loan me some money. I don't want much. I just want a little bit. But if you're rich, I'm just kidding about the money part. But just grow up and be successful. That's all I want
to
do.
Absolutely.
It's kind of cool when you're out there on the street and the students walk up on you. When they were students, now they're mothers and their fathers and the successful business people. It makes you feel good knowing that Ben Davis is doing the right thing.
So, absolutely.
Hats off to all the teachers and educators and administrators here at Wayne Township. You're doing a great job. I appreciate you. From my grandpa. I got grandkids in the district now. Yeah, sure. Somewhere. Yeah. Awesome. All right. Thanks for coming in. High five. That was Born Royalty number 12. All right, where do you find that handle at?
Well, I'm Born Royalty.
Yeah.
Ooh. And number 12 is the number, my basketball number.
You're the guard, wasn't you?
I was.
I knew she was guard. Shooting guard?
Point guard.
Point guard? Dang. Yeah. We ain't talking about that. Mr. I need another show. Let's get... Oh, you got to go to class. You got to go to class, too.
I have class.
Okay, let's get out of here. To the parents and to the teachers. Our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be invested in themselves and others. What you give out is going to be given back. Students, remember, your future is in the hands of the one you hang with. It's okay to be a copycat like Miss Royalty or Caesar or Hannah in my corner. She's going to go to college. You can do that. You can copy the right kids. Young man, be a man. Your parents. I can't stand sagging. What you think about sagging, Miss Royalty?
Oh, don't get me started. Don't get me started.
They say they're not sagging as much. But I still see it.
I don't want to see your underwear.
I don't, BBD. No, don't want to see it. No. Pull them up. But it's cold outside. You be freezing. You get conniption. Frostbite. You can't sit down. Daddy gonna see the doctor. What's the matter? I'm freezing. Pull your pants up. Give me a conniption. Woo, the views expressed on School Talk. Next, the views of Wayne Township, Giant 90.9, Bendis High School, or the school board. My views, my guest. And we did it again, and we're out of here. Next, Caesar, are we gone next week? We won't be here, right?
We'll be here.
We'll be here? Yeah. One more week. Then the break, right?
Yes.
Break. One more week. Can't say it. One more. Yeah, we'll be here next week. I don't know what we're going to talk about, but we'll be back. Miss Royalty, anything you got something going on? Want us to know? Just come to Big Window. We'll put you on the show.
Okay.
No problem.
Sounds good.
Have a good weekend. See you next week on School Talk.